Kevin Durant is officially a member of the Brooklyn Nets. All that and more on a special edition of The Talk. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of The Talk. Wow, two episodes in one day. That's right. If you didn't check it out earlier today, I did a pre-NBA free agency preview right before things got crazy. And thanks to Kevin Durant, all the hard work that I put in, it took me about an hour to record, about an hour and a half to edit. And by the time I got everything together, hit publish, Kevin Durant decides to make his free agency decision. So, Kevin Durant, if you're out there, because you cannot wait until 6 p.m. Pacific time to announce your free agency decision, you owe me an interview. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this, let Kevin Durant know that he ruined my NBA free agency preview show. And that he owes me an interview. But guys, before we get into that, guys, you can find The Talk, a basketball podcast with Cody Davis on You Can Argue That Sports.com as well as Anchor and now Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you all are aware by now that Kevin Durant has decided to leave the Golden State Warriors and move on to the Brooklyn Nets. Am I shocked by this decision? Not really. Kind of saw it coming. Not only is Kevin Durant going to the Brooklyn Nets, he will be joined by his, apparently one of his best friends in the league, Kyrie Irving. And not only did the Nets get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and not only did the Nets get Irving and Durant, they also signed DeAndre Jordan and Garrett Temple. Ladies and gentlemen, at the time of this recording, although Kawhi Leonard is still on the board, and although it's still unsure whether or not Jimmy Butler will call Clippers, Rockets, or Heat his next team, the Brooklyn Nets has already came away as the big winner in this year's free agency class. They signed two top 10 players in this league, top five, depending on what type of player you see in Kyrie Irving. They signed DeAndre Jordan. Although he is not a stretch big man, he's still one of the best defensive big men in this league. And Garrett Temple, one of the most important players who can help you win a championship. It's crazy to me to think the Brooklyn Nets, at least within the next 2 years, because of these signings, can possibly win the NBA championship. But I'm just going to take a quick moment just to break this down, what this means for Kevin Durant. And not only Kevin Durant, but of course Kyrie Irving as well. Starting with Durant, we all know that the 19-20 season is it's a no-go. We all know by now Kevin Durant coming off his Achilles tear. It's going to be sad to know he's not going to be here. But if you listen to my show earlier today, I said that Kevin Durant should sign with the Golden State Warriors to avoid having the burden of carrying a franchise on his shoulders, especially coming off an Achilles tear injury. That was one of the main reasons why I did feel like Durant was going to sign with the Warriors. But signing with the Nets is just as good as if he would have stayed in Golden State. Because think about this. I don't know if you guys are aware, but the Brooklyn Nets were pretty good last season with D'Angelo Russell. And no disrespect to D'Angelo Russell, but with D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie as their best two players, the Brooklyn Nets was 42-40. They was the sixth best team in the Eastern Conference. And although they lost in a legitimate sweep to the Philadelphia 76ers, they still put on a good fight for five straight games in the postseason. Now, you take that same exact team. You replace D'Angelo Russell with Kyrie Irving. Like I said, when this show first came on, depending on Kyrie Irving is automatically a top 10 player in this league. And depending on what you're looking for in a player, you might be able to put him top 5. Not only do you add Kyrie Irving, but the Brooklyn Nets also added DeAndre Jordan. With Irving and Jordan together, I guarantee you the Nets will win at least 50 to 55 games next year. The Irving and Jordan pairing alone makes them a legitimate championship contenders heading into next season. And depending on what happens to the Philadelphia 76ers, depending on if Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto, the Brooklyn Nets might start the 2020 season as favorites to come out of the East. And this is without Kevin Durant. Now, don't get me wrong. Irving and Jordan together in Brooklyn with Spencer Dinwiddie, Jerry Allen, Jerry Dudley. You're looking at a team who can easily make the Eastern Conference Finals. Do I think they're better than the Milwaukee Bucks? No, I don't think so. Do I think they're better than the Toronto Raptors? Once again, that all depends on Kawhi's decision. Do I think they're better than the Philadelphia 76ers? Yes, I do. Especially if Jimmy Butler leave. So once again, Kevin Durant has found a way to not only go to arguably one of the best teams in the league, but he's going to go to a team where he has the capability to make them damn near unstoppable. My prediction for the Brooklyn Nets, Eastern Conference Finals, they're going to win somewhere between 50 to 55 games. Going into the 2020-21 season, the Brooklyn Nets, with a healthy Kevin Durant, if he comes back at least 75% of what he was before this Achilles tear, you're talking about a team with Durant, Irving, and Jordan. I'm pretty sure by then they're going to add even more pieces to make that team even more better. They're going to win somewhere between 60 to 65 games the following year. And they could very well win the NBA championship within the next 2 years. And not only that, Kevin Durant has put himself in a situation where he do not has to carry the team. Especially coming off this gruesome injury. I said it once and I said it again. This was by far, if not the best, the second best decision for Kevin Durant. Unfortunately, it looks like a dynasty has ended. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed the Golden State Warriors run, especially with Kevin Durant. Do I think it's over? No. Even though they haven't came out and announced it yet, Klay Thompson is still on the boards, but 9 times out of 10, Thompson is going to stay with the Warriors. And I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with D'Angelo Russell. Although I hate the fact knowing that he helped change this franchise around, he helped make. Because remember, before D'Angelo Russell took this next step this past season, the Nets were one of the biggest laughing stocks in the NBA. D'Angelo Russell gets there, it's like, oh, this young team might have something to prove. The very next year, which was this past year, he takes them to the playoff and became an all-star. I hate knowing that he lost his position. But D'Angelo Russell is in a very good and interesting spot. Since it's a foregone conclusion that he would not be with the Brooklyn Nets, he has the opportunity to go back to the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm not about to go into the whole spiel of how I feel about him going to the Lakers. You can check out my last episode of the talk when I mentioned the Lakers and D'Angelo Russell are a good fit. He can go to the Minnesota Timberwolves and team up with one of his best friends, Karl-Anthony Towns. Or if he wanted to, he can decide to be a part of a sign and trade and go to the Golden State Warriors. Can you imagine D'Angelo Russell sharing a backcourt with Steph Curry? Klay Thompson isn't going to be back until sometime after the All-Star break. But even when Klay Thompson comes back, you're talking about two of the greatest shooters of all time and a guy in D'Angelo Russell who's already making his case to be one of the greatest scorers of his generation. So if I'm D'Angelo Russell, yes, I hate knowing that I'm not going to be in Brooklyn. I heard him and Spencer Dinwiddie was really, really close. I hate knowing that he's not going to be part of that rebuilding process anymore. But the fact that you have a chance to either A, go play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. B, you could go join your friend Karl-Anthony Towns, one of the most talented young players in this game today, in Minnesota. And I'm pretty sure if you add him to Minnesota, that's going to make the Timberwolves by far a better team and a playoff contending team. Or C, you could go join a dynasty in the Golden State Warriors, team up with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green, and put yourself in a position where you can easily win an NBA championship. But once again, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. It's very exciting to see what's going on in the NBA. On the other side of the break, I'm just going to take a quick tour to let you guys know, if you haven't heard, some quiet but amazing moves that has been made so far in the very first day of NBA free agency. All that and more on The Talk.
What is We Creatives? Better yet, who are we? And what exactly do we do? Well, we do a lot. Of course, we create stunning graphic designs. But we creatives also laugh. We creatives smile. We run. We eat. We love and dream. We are just like you in every way. And when it comes to designing, our company really, really gets you. We create at We Creatives.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Talk with Cody Davis. Once again, you can find this on youcanarguethatsports.com. Once again, that is youcanarguethatsports.com. You can also find the same podcast on Anchor. And of course, you can find The Talk on Spotify. That's right. Your boy Cody Davis podcast is on Spotify, which is pretty good. So if you're looking for a new podcast, or if you just like to hear my voice, or you just love basketball in general, because that's what this is, a basketball podcast, please follow, subscribe to The Talk with Cody Davis. Now, before we went to break, I had said that I was going to break down and look into some small and quiet free agency deals that But because I decided to do this show in the middle of the NBA free agency right now, most of that has went out the window. I'm pretty sure you guys know by now, ESPN Wojnarowski reported that Jimmy Butler has decided to sign with the Miami Heat. They're doing a signing trade with the Philadelphia 76ers. And not only that, Philadelphia was able to do a little addition and subtraction. In the midst of giving up Jimmy Butler, the 76ers decided to go and sign Al Horford. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Al Horford is a 76er, while Jimmy Butler is now with the Miami Heat. My bigger question is with this, am I surprised by this? Nah, it's a little shocking to know that Jimmy Butler is now with the Miami Heat, but just like the Houston Rockets, the Miami Heat has been after Jimmy Butler for the longest. And for a guy who is kind of similar to Dwayne Wade in the way he plays and most of his career teams, he is now with the Miami Heat. So that brings up one major question for my beloved team. What the hell and where in the hell the Houston Rockets go from here? Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm all heartbroken that the Rockets did not get Jimmy Butler, because I'm not. Jimmy Butler is a really good player. To me, he's a top 15 player in this league. But just like I said on Hard in My Take, and I caught some heat for it. Just like I said on the very first episode of The Talk, and just like I said on the earlier episode of the talk. Jimmy Butler does not fit in Houston. But now, the Rockets are in a situation where now they're going to have to go back and try to fix and mend some relationship they probably messed up along the way. You look at Clint Capella, who was at the center of all trade talks in the middle of this. You also have to look at the other two guys, PJ Tucker, Eric Gordon. I know it's still early, and I know that those three guys can still be moved. But you also look at a situation where 9 times out of 10, because they did not get the guy they wanted, which was Jimmy Butler, Capella, Tucker, and Gordon, 9 times out of 10, will continue to be in Houston. So you hope neither one of those, especially Clint Capella, goes into next season all heartbroken, thinking that the team that they once loved do not want them anymore. So it's going to be interesting. Me personally, I truly believe that the Houston Rockets should offer the full mid-level exception to Danny Green. Get Danny Green to Houston. Because without Golden State, and God forbids, if the Los Angeles Lakers do not create an awesome super team, the Houston Rockets will still be heavily favored to win the NBA championship going into next season. Once again, the Rockets do not need to make any kind of drastic changes. All they need is to add to the players and to the core that they have now. That's all they need to do. And signing a guy like Danny Green, which if you guys follow me, tomorrow morning I'm dropping an article on the Dream Shake as I state to why the Rockets should sign Danny Green. It's because he's one of the best 3-and-D players in the league. He's an awesome fit for Mike D'Antoni's system. He is a leader and he has championship pedigree. All the qualities the Houston Rockets are missing in this core, which is a phenomenal core. Once again, if it wasn't for the Golden State Warriors, they could have won an NBA championship probably not once, but twice the last two seasons. But at the end of the day, once again, I'm not totally upset that the Rockets missed out on Jimmy Butler. And I'm kind of happy that Jimmy Butler signed in Miami. Because it's one of those situations where it was like it's meant to be. It's meant to be. Now, before we get out of here, I do want to take a trip around the NBA just really, really quick and share my thoughts, my knowledge, and my opinion about some of these signings that took place, especially the ones that did not require one of the top-tier NBA free agency guys that signed today. So, first of all, I want to start with the Philadelphia 76ers. Although they got rid of Jimmy Butler, they was able to keep Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris was offered a max 5 years, $180 million. The Philadelphia 76ers, it's like, even though they lost Jimmy Butler, they're in a pretty good situation. Although they lost Butler, they was able to keep Harris. They brought in Al Horford, and they still have a pretty solid core. Going back to my previous segment, it's kind of, right now, it's kind of a hand toss who is better out of the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. Right now, I would give the edge to the 76ers only because, with the exception of Al Horford, they still have a pretty good core of players with Harris, Embiid, and Simmons. However, the next guy I'm about to mention might be a difference maker in a potential Brooklyn and Philadelphia series next year. And that guy is J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick signed a 2-year deal worth $26.5 million to sign with my hometown, the New Orleans Pelicans. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those deals where you say, man, he took the money. But it's also one of those deals where you look back and say, man, that worked out in the long run. I love knowing that J.J. Redick has signed with the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm kind of convinced that the Pelicans are going to be an 8-seeded playoff team. At least they're going to be contending for the 8th and final seed in the playoffs. You look at all the moves that they made. They got Lonzo Ball. They got Brandon Ingram. Josh Hart in the deal with Anthony Davis. You draft Zion Williamson. Now you bring in a guy like J.J. Redick. The Pelicans, they're looking pretty stacked. Another move that I want to talk about really quick before we get out of here. The 2011 MVP, Derrick Rose, signed a 2-year deal worth $15 million to sign with the Detroit Pistons. He will be joining forces with Blake Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I know if this news had broke about 8 to 10 years earlier, this is the type of news that would have set the NBA world on fire. Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose on the same team. I kind of hate to say this, but the Pistons are kind of like the has-been team. But without a doubt, the Pistons, they were the eighth seed last year. I like this signing for Derrick Rose because he had a resurgence in his career with the Minnesota Timberwolves last season. And I do believe that Derrick Rose still has several good years left in his career. And I'm happy to see a team like Detroit, who needed a quality point guard, because you can't depend on Reggie Jackson. But for a team who needed a quality point guard, signed Derrick Rose, a guy who averaged 18 points per game and shot a career-high 37% from behind the arc. The Pistons, especially if you watch them in the playoffs against the Milwaukee Bucks, they needed some kind of production coming out of their backcourt, and they have it in Derrick Rose. And last but not least, to me, the biggest steal of this year's free agency so far is the New York Knicks signing Julius Randle. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, we have to laugh at the Knicks. We have to point and make memes about the Knicks because, one, they're the Knicks, and two, they missed out on Kevin Durant because they did not want to offer him the full 4-year max contract. It's reports going around saying that the president and owner, James Dolan, did not want to offer Durant the max contract because of his Achilles tear. Even though they lost Kevin Durant for one of the most stupid and foolishness reasons. The future does look bright for the New York Knicks, believe it or not. Because even though he is not one of the top tier players in the game today, ladies and gentlemen, Julius Randle isn't a scrub. Last year for my hometown New Orleans Pelicans, he averaged a career high 21 points per game. And 9 rebounds to help keep a team competitive after their franchise player came out and tried to force his way out of the Big Easy into Hollywood. Looking at the New York Knicks moving forward, it looks pretty bright for the New York Knicks. They have Dennis Smith Jr., RJ Barrett, and Julius Randle. You already have two of the top tier young talents in this league today. Now, you add RJ Barrett, who is by far going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate in this upcoming season. Knicks fans, if you're listening out there, I just want you to remember, the storm is almost over, and there's always sunshine after the rain. Ladies and gentlemen, that would do it on another special edition of The Talk today. Once again, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please, if you haven't already, follow the site youcanargue.sports.com to stay up to date on everything, all sports and more and more. Even if you like boxing, my boy John, some sports guy Hickman, went out and covered a pretty good boxing match in Houston yesterday. And if you want to go check it out, please go to youcanargue.sports.com. And while you're checking out the recap of the boxing, please make sure to hit follow, subscribe, or whatever it is, whatever it says on the site, please make sure you hit it to stay up to date on everything, all sports and more. And as always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please follow me on Twitter at Cody, CotyDavis _24. Yes, the 24 is for Kobe Bryant. Why? Because Kobe Bryant is the GOAT in my eyes. Thank you for tuning in once again. Please continue to enjoy NBA free agency. And as always, be safe. Peace.